It is a joy to have Wyoming news, to enjoy Wyoming kind of music directed to a Wyoming type of culture. And when you lose one connection in your car, you say, you get out that little sheet of paper, and it says, ah, you know, okay, now tune into that. And then you pick it up again. And familiar voices, it's just a pleasure. And then the selfish pleasure for me is to appear, and they'll call and they'll say, could you be ready at 2 o'clock this afternoon to speak on something? And I'll say, sure. And Ann and I just did a wonderful fun one about it was a lovely piece about our 60 years of marriage. And then I've done wait don't tell me, and then I've done well, the junkie, you know, Ken Rudin, he's an old pal of mine. I've known him since 1980. So it's fun for me, and you know, I don't tell Ann that I'm going to be on at 2 o'clock. You want to leave that out. But it's a comfort food. That's what it is. And you're flipping through Wyoming, like we all do, because we don't have any intrastate air service except one. So you're tooling around Wyoming, and you're listening to Wyoming, and I don't know, it's just a joyful, pleasant experience, and it has to be supported. And you know, when they have these little fundraisers, that is you'll say, well, that they go to that stuff, and I don't want to get involved in all that in the evening. But let me tell you, get involved, or you won't have the thing. Cough up a few bucks, then you can, anything you want. I know this isn't a fundraiser, but that's critical. People have to know you can't get that kind of production, you can't get that kind of coverage without bucks. And so that's a critical part of what we love, and that is Wyoming Public Radio. Is Bob Beck still creeping around there? Well, he wired me one day. He had me wired for the whole day, a day in the life of Senator Simpson. So here I've got this live mic, and I have a reputation for some ribald storytelling. Guy comes up, said, hey, Al, I got a new one for you. I said, well, speak right in there. And they said, oh, God, forget it. And Beck would laugh. He's a wonder. He's the best of the best. He's just class, and he gets a lot out of people on an interview. He's exhausted me, but I watch him when he's got somebody new who's, quote, famous, and he'll back and lean there, and he's sliding these questions in, man, I tell you. The guys don't know what they've said, but he gets it all out of them. So, anyway, I just love the outfit. If there's anything I can do to uphold it and cherish it further and promote it further, I'm here.